And now, Minnesota Hospital, the continuing saga of our dedicated medical men and women who helped make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. Today, we find Dr. Gil Whitney in serious consultation with Nurse Helen Trent.
Helen.
Oh, Gil. Gil.
Helen.
Gil.
Yes, Helen.
Gil, come with me to Brainerd.
Helen, it's the weekend. Come with me to... What did you say?
I said, come with me to Brainerd.
You're asking me to come to Brainerd with you? But I'm the one who asks you to go to Brainerd all the time.
Gil, come with me to Brainerd.
Brainerd with you? Yes! Yes! Yes!
Oh, Dr. Whitney! Dr. Whitney!
Oh, the master of timing, the intern. What?
Dr. Whitney, the patient in room 567 had a terrible dream and is shook up. Should I give him some Valium?
What was the dream?
He dreamt that he was alone with 100 beautiful blonde women.
What's wrong with that?
He dreamed he was a beautiful blonde woman, too.
Helen.
Oh, Gil. Gil.
Helen, I too must have been dreaming. I thought I heard you invite me to go to Brainerd with you just a moment ago.
Gil, you weren't dreaming. I said that.
You did? You did? Yes, you did. You
what?
Did. You did.
What a bunch of jerks.
Oh, wonderful. Dr. Kidney Hartman. That's great.
Here I am over at the legislature helping my close personal friend, the nuclear scientist.
Nuclear, not nuclear. It's nuclear.
My close personal friend, that nuclear scientist, Dr. Adam Smasher. Help us get that bill through the legislature. And what are you doing? Comparing dreams. What a bunch of stiffs.
How has Dr. Adam Smasher been doing as our lobbyist over there?
Outstanding. Sure, he's had to butt a few heads and throw a few chairs, but he gets results.
Oh, well, here he is now. How are you, Adam?
Oh, I'm fine, Dr. Whitney.
Dr. Adam Smasher, tell us about the progress of the bill.
You seem to have the giggles.
I'm sorry. I just feel so... great today. I don't want to explain it all to you, but go ahead.
But
the progress of the bill.
Well, to enhance our nuclear medicine department here at
that's
the hospital.
Nuclear, not nuclear.
We have asked the legislature to send us some nuclear waste checks, casks, at Perry Island.
Nuclear.
And we'll take those casks of nuclear waste, and we plan to bury them ourselves.
Everybody says nuclear. It's pronounced nuclear.
I said, we'll take those nuclear waste casks and bury them.
Let me see if we get this straight now. You want to take some of the nuclear waste casks from Perry Island and bury them?
Yes, bury them ourselves. We'll use them for our barium enemas.
Oh.
It'll be the most powerful enema in medical history today. People will come from all over the world for our barium enemas.
Yes!
I'll tell you what. I've known a lot of great doctors, but this is one of the best. And I think he'll be in the Nuclear Hall of Fame. What do you think of that?
Where did you go to college, Dr. Smasher?
Oh, the Sioux Falls School of Nuclear Medicine and Home Economics.
Well, while you're here, I've got a couple of x-rays I'd like you to look at.
Oh, yes, I see.
Here, this one here. I'll put it up here in the light.
Yes.
Now, as you can see, this patient limps.
Uh-huh.
He limps. He limps because his left tibula and tibia are radically arched.
Yes,
now, what would you do in a case like this?
Well, I suppose I'd limp, too.
Hey, and this x-ray from proctology, oh, my gosh. There's Dr. Innuendo's wedding ring.
I'd better get back to the legislature.
Yes, I hear that the governor and Roger Moe are at odds.
Well, I don't know about Moe, but then again, I'm not too sure about Larry and Curly either.
Come on, Dr. Adam Smasher. Let's get out of here. We'll get the job done, and later a silver butter
steak. So
hey, how would you like
Vecchio? All of our friends will be there. This
Mancini's
is going to be really neat. I can't
sticks.
Wait to get over there.
Now, Helen. Helen.
Oh, Gil. Gil.
Tell me again. Helen, did I dream what you said?
Come with me to Brainerd.
Yes, did I dream that?
No, Gil. I said it.
Oh, I love those five words. Come with me to Brainerd. Now, how about saying those three little words?
Actually, I've got two.
Two words?
April Fool!
What?
Attention! Code blue! Code blue! Code blue! Attention! Code blue! Code blue! Code blue!